Welcome to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and today we're diving into how mindset can shift your life, your confidence, your purpose. You're watching Now Media Television.
Welcome to Flawless Conversations, where we create space for stories, real healing, and real transformation. I'm your host, Tamika Jones, and today's conversation is for every woman who has ever felt silenced, overlooked, or unsure if her voice truly matters. Today, my guest is Sheree N. Johnson Moore, a faith-driven author, a speaker, and media entrepreneur. As a CEO, Sheree N. Johnson Moore, LLC, she empowers authors, entrepreneurs, and ministry leaders to amplify their voices, increase visibility, and walk boldly in their God-given purpose. Through publishing, media platforms, and coaching, Sheree's helped others turn their stories into lasting impact and influence. Today, we're diving into something that hits home for so many women and what happens when you've stayed silent for so long that using your voice starts to feel dangerous. If that's you, this segment is your space. Together, we're going to explore what it looks like to reclaim your voice with boldness, with grace, and yes, with faith. Let's talk about what it takes to speak up, even when your voice shakes. Sheree, welcome to Flawless Conversations.
Hello, and how are you doing today, Ms. Tamika? How are you doing?
Awesome. Good. Thank you. It's an honor to have you here today. So let's talk about what happens when silence feels safer than the truth. For so many women, quiet becomes survival, but it can cost us our confidence, our voice, and our identity. So today's conversation is about finding your voice again with grace, not pressure. Your truth has value. It deserves space. Sheree, can you share a moment when you realized your voice mattered more than that fear?
I realized that moment after I had lost the three most important people in my life. My grandmother, she passed November 5th of 2011. My father passed 3 years after her, 2 weeks before my birthday, July 14th, 2014. And my mother passed 6 months later in January 2015. And I realized that I needed to speak up because God asked me to.
And sometimes that can be scary, right? That could be scary, yeah. Going outside of our comfort zone and realizing that our voice matters and the fear of judgment, right? Or yes. Who wants to listen to me? I'm just Tamika. I'm just Sheree. Who wants to listen to me? But when we do that, when we speak up, right, our yes. voice has power, right? And we can change yes. lives by speaking up and helping others, right? Because our story may be someone else's survival kit, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yes.
So how do women slowly learn to silence themselves or learn not to silence themselves without even noticing it happen? So how do women navigate that, right, to start to speak up?
Hey, well, it's a feeling on the inside. It's a feeling that God gives you where no, you can't be quiet about someone disrespecting you. No, you can't hold it in when somebody says a snide remark to you and they don't think you're going to say anything back. It starts with just that feeling on the inside of I've had enough of being quiet.
And only you and I and as the audience, only you will be able to know when enough is enough, right?
Yes.
And sometimes
yes.
I know, like myself, I had played silence for too long, right? I yes. held my voice for too long, and I knew it was a time and place, which was some years ago, that I said, okay, no more, right? Enough is enough. And I grew up, you know, holding my voice and being silent because my mom was from an era of segregation in the South, right? So that's all she knew was know your place, be quiet, and that's some of the things she I'm gonna say instilled, but some of the things that she projected on me, not knowing, but it was based on her fears and based on the things she was going through during the time of segregation, right? So I went to school, probably the same with you. As I went to school, my mom would tell me every day, Tamika, don't cause no smoke, go in the back of the class, sit down, don't raise your hand, don't be seen, don't be heard, right? So that's kind of how we start to live our life as such, not knowing that it came from our parents as they're projected on us as their own. That was her story, not mine, right? But it became mine. And a lot of times we stay in that. We don't know how to pivot from that.
You don't.
So what emotional cost does staying quiet carries over time? Oh, I know so well, Cherise.
The cost it carries is people walk over you. The cost it carries, it also affects your health. High blood pressure, hypertension, not eating properly. Not dieting, not walking, you just, and it causes depression and anxiety in the body. It can cost you a lot. It can cost you a lot when you don't speak up for yourself, when you don't speak up, when you don't tell people what's going on with you. It has a long-lasting effect on the brain, on the mind, and the mind, body, and the spirit.
Yes, I agree. Because holding anything for too long, I mean, that's just like, air in a balloon, water in a balloon. Eventually, you keep putting water in it, and it gets bigger, bigger, bigger. Guess what?
The burst. Yes.
So it can cost us our life, our health. It can cost us family members. It can cost us kids. It can cost us friends because, holding stuff in, like I said, it'll manifest in other ways. And you said it best through health. It'll manifest through how we show up at work, how we show up in our marriage, right? It'll cost us a lot by just staying quiet and holding everything in. That's why it's so important to set healthy boundaries, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, so important to set those boundaries. And I've learned to say no, and no is a complete sentence.
Hello.
That's what I tell my women I coach. I'm like, no is a complete sentence. You don't owe anyone else anything after the word no. It's no period. And be okay with saying it and walk away and know that you're owning it and you're starting to set those healthy boundaries. It's 2026, right? So it's time to move different. It's time.
Is. It is so true.
What is one small, safe way a woman can begin using her voice again, even today?
In church, where she go and praise and worship, when she go in the church and she surrenders all. She goes to the front of the church and she goes before God, and she doesn't care about anybody else being around her in the sanctuary. Well, she goes to the Lord, and maybe she wants to, just start praise and worship on her own. When you want to release some things, you don't have to wait on other people. You don't have to wait on, you don't need nobody else's permission. You in the house of the Lord, and if the other saints don't get what you're doing, that's not your problem. That's their problem. So, she may want to, or she may want to start journaling. Journaling is a good way of releasing some of that.
Absolutely. I agree. So what I heard you say is she has to find a safe space and place where she can be able to take that first step, right? And using her voice again. And it could be through journaling, it could be through where she practiced, worship, it could be her prayer closet, it could be somewhere where she feels safe, where she can take that first step to using her voice again. And it may feel not so good the first time, but the more we do it, right? The more
Feel better about it.
taking those small steps, and it could be at work as well, right? The first step is speaking up for yourself and saying, no, I'm not gonna carry someone else's load at work. I'm gonna, do my project, and if I have enough time, I will help you on your project.
Yes. You may want to just, when you first get to work, you pray before you start your day.
Yes.
Pray before you leave the house.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Pray before you leave the house. Pray while you're going to work. Pray over the people at work. Just because sometimes we hold on to a lot of things that God can solve and we can't.
Yes. Yeah, I agree.
Mm.
Yes, and I'm sure the audience agree too. Sometimes we have to let go because we can't control everything. We think we can at times, but we can't. We can't. We can only control within what's within our wheelhouse, and a lot of times we can't control that, right?
Right.
But life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if we start speaking these things over us, I have a voice. I am bold. I am taking that actionable step.
Yes.
Using my voice again, even though I grew up this way, or even though I had a narcissist for a husband, or I had a,
Yes.
I was abused, or
Yes.
they looked over me at work. I'm making a conscious decision to speak up today, one step at a time. So, Cherise, what's the affirmation? Give me one affirmation that helped women to trust their true self, and also let them know that they deserve to take up space.
Okay. Affirmation I have is, my truth is valid. My voice matters, and I give myself permission to occupy space fully.
I love it. Love
Yes.
it. I love it. I
Yes,
hope
ma'am.
y'all got that. I hope y'all got that because that's powerful. That was powerful. So coming up, we'll explore what happens when the desire to be seen collides with the fear of judgment and how women can still step into visibility and emotional safety and strength. More to come with Flawless Conversations. We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours, and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to Flawless Conversations and every Now Media TV favorite show, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock non-stop bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. On the move, you can also catch the podcast version right from our website at www.nowmedia.tv. From business and news to lifestyle, culture, and beyond, Now Media TV is available around the clock, ready whenever you are. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones, and we're continuing our conversation with Miss Johnson Moore, Cherise. In this segment, we're naming a quiet tension so many women carry in longing to be seen and the fear of what being seen might cost. When you've been hurt before, visibility can feel so unsafe. But today we're reframing it. You don't have to rush. You can step into it gently, with grounding and with boundaries, and also with the kind of strength that honors your healing. Cherise, what fears comes up that you see for women when they imagine themselves being fully seen?
I will talk about something I dealt with. I didn't think I looked good enough. I was always bullied in school, so I kind of paranoid, kind of, is somebody gonna find a flaw? They're gonna say, look how thick her glasses are, and and she got a frog, a voice like a frog, and you know, and I thought that would be something, you know, that I would deal with. I dealt with that before, you know, before I published my first book.
And a lot of times we do go through that. You know, sometimes we're our worst critics, right?
Yes.
People tend to judge, but then a lot of times we play into that because of our own insecurities and low self-esteem. And kind of like you, I feared public speaking, still do, but I'm not proclaiming it. I love it. I'm gonna reframe that. I love it. I love public speaking.
Right.
So a lot of times we fear those things, that same fear, right? I hid behind my birthmark. I had a birthmark. Well, I still have it, but I have a birthmark that I didn't wear a swimsuit, tank top, or anything for years because I hid behind it, right? The judgment of people seeing me. And also when I did, as a child, wear a tank top, I was called leprosy child, right? I was called blackie, ugly, kind of like you, all the hateful things. And then when you grow up, you start identifying with those words that you were called, right? So how do we break that? How do women get past, right? How do the past hurt shapes the fear of visibility today? So how do we get past those things? And how did you get past those things?
Okay. So I started with, I just started a YouTube channel. And the first segment on my YouTube channel is me talking about me singing. So my first video on my channel is me singing His Eyes on the Sparrow. So I did that. And then, you know, that was like, I think back again, I think it's 2012.
Is singing a therapy for you? Is that therapy or is that like something you always did or is that something you...
I've been singing since I was 7. Oh. So... and I realized I should not get, after my 3 deaths, I realized I need to get back to my gift. So I really got into sharing my gift with the world. And it has, you know, helped me to minister to other people. And I didn't realize how important my gift was until I would get the acknowledgement of your voice. It has this way of soothing the spirit. It has a way of awakening the soul. And I didn't, you know, I didn't really realize how important my gift was.
Wow.
So, yes, ma'am.
So what you're saying is finding your gift, tapping into what.
Yeah, what you like to do. You know, what do you like about yourself?
I like that.
Other people talking about.
Right, I like that. Reframing it. Reframing how... what other people or even what you say about yourself. Okay, I'm not enough. No, you reframe it, you flip it. I'm more than enough, right?
Yes.
And once
yes.
you start saying it so much, guess what?
You believe, you know, I'm a child of the Most High and I'm beautiful. I'm gorgeous. God made me in a marvelous and wonderful light. And I am, you know, I am all that in a bag of chips. Okay.
Oh. And a soda. And some pizza. All the things, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's, oh, I love it. 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 We have to speak those things into existence. We have to speak life over our life, you know, because if we don't do it, who will? Right. And know that you are enough just as you are. And that's where flawless, my definition of flawless, everything flawless, right? For me, it's no J-Lo's, it's no Beyonce's, it's no Celine Dion's, it's no, none of that, right? It's nothing aesthetically beautiful. It's just loving who you are, walking in your truth, right? And your God-given purpose, right?
Yes.
Resilient, confidence, and self-love. That's a flawless woman.
Yes.
That's Tamika's definition of flawless.
All right, hey.
So how can grounding practices help a woman or anyone feel calmer or calm that fear around being visibility?
Okay, before I do anything, I have a conversation with the Lord first. I realize that is my grounding. You know, where you have a conversation with just you and him before you walk out the door, before you go to your event, before you go on the stage, before you present in front of others, however that is, you know, or just read your Bible, read the word, get into the word, so it gets inside of you and takes away the anxiety and nervousness and you know, all those, you know, how the little negative things come in your head, you know. Well, all of that'll dissipate and the calmness shall come upon you. So
yeah, calming our nervous system. We have to calm our nervous system. And
yes,
just like you said, we have to speak those things and know that God lives inside of us, right? Mm-hmm. Our nervous system has to feel safe in order to be able to take the next step. And
yeah.
For example, coming on the show today with me, you know, coming on the show today, I have to tell myself, speak those mm-hmm. affirmations and use those grounding practices, right?
Yes.
God, use me that I may be a vessel, right? Pour into me so people will see you, not Tamika, but see you and be able to take something from the show, right? So
yes.
Just coming from a calm space, right? Mm-hmm. And calming my nervous system so I can receive what, you know, God has for me to use me so I can, you know, bless others, or Sharice can bless others. So that's a good way of grounding, just affirming, like you said, affirming and digging deep in that Bible and understanding that Bible and getting clarity on it and praying for clarity, or mm-hmm. having someone, a mentor, a spiritual mentor, help you through it. A lot of times I can read, you know, a verse and you can read the same verse, and whatever life season that we're in at that time, it may apply to, you know, you differently or me differently, but it's just staying in that word and reading it and understanding it, asking for clarity. So I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it, Sharice. Love it. Love it. Love it. What is one quiet reminder help women feel safe as she let herself be seen? And I think you gave me that before. We talked a little bit about that. One quiet reminder that helped women feel safe as she let herself be seen.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in, hold it for a minute, then let it out slowly and say, okay, Lord, we got this. Mm-hmm. I know we're walking this path together.
Yes.
And, you know, and just take your time, because that calms, like I said, calms the nervous system down. And you also feel relaxed when you are able to control your breathing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you just, I kind of say, put on your big girl pants and walk straight on out. So walk straight into the, and walk out on faith.
Yes. Breathing is important, Sharice, I think. So I do the 4x4, 4 seconds in, 4 seconds hold, 4 seconds out, right?
Yes.
It's key to what is that? I wrote down something the other day. Oh, inhale heaven and exhale hell.
Right. Uh-huh. Yes.
Sharice, for viewers who want to continue learning about visibility with faith and confidence, where can they connect with you to find your work?
Okay, you can reach out to me through my website, ShariceNJohnsonMoore.com. I am also available on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, LinkedIn, and so, you know, and what's the other app? It's Substack.
Oh, Substack.
There too. Yes, you can reach to me, my website. I also have my podcast, which is the More Connection Podcast. And, you know, come and reach out, you know, just go in the contact section on my website. Go down and click on, you know, put your name and everything there, and then, you know, follow the prompts that come up, and you can reach out to me through my website.
Awesome. 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 So up next, we'll talk about what happens when confidence wavers and how mm-hmm. faith can become an anchor during seasons of uncertainty. Don't mm-hmm. go anywhere. We'll be right back. We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible.
confidence is yours and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Flawless Conversation. As we continue, we are stepping into a tender space. The moments when your confidence wavers and your faith feels just as unsteady. In hard seasons, doubt creep in, and suddenly you're questioning everything, including yourself. But this conversation is about giving yourself permission to be honest. Faith and truth can live in the same room. You don't have to choose between being strong and being real. Charisse, how has faith helped you move or keep moving when self-doubt was loud? Right? So how has faith helped you continue to keep evolving when self-doubt creeps in and it's loud?
Okay, so how I dealt with this is with my grandmother. My grandmother, she had her heart attack, and I had to become her primary caregiver. And they put her on hospice. That's when they send you home and they wait for you to pass away at home. Okay? She was the monarch where I stayed with her and things of that nature. But I did not know. I didn't know what to phase or how to go forward. And that was a real test for me because she raised me for my baby. And really, she was my grandmother, but she was also my mother. So in that time, I could say that was when I knew I had to step up, because the moment she passed away, I had to step in when my father was not able to, you go into a kind of zombie mode, and when a parent passes away, and I had to step up and take the reins. So I knew from that moment on, I didn't have nothing to sit back and be doubtful about, because I had to lead. I had to step into a leadership role. So that was a moment of, I had to get over my doubt and fear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I totally agree with you. I remember my great-grandmother was bedridden, and I remember my grandmother just holding on to faith and, praying over her and, combing her hair and mm-hmm. every day, day in and day out, she you'll see her reading the Bible. So she never gave up faith, even though she knew her mom was transitioning. Mm-hmm. She continued to stay by her side. So I so commend you for doing that. And that's a lot. That speaks volume. And that takes work, right? To care for a loved one 24/7 by yourself.
I had called my cousin. I didn't know how to take care of her. I had called my cousin. She's a nurse. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Cuz, come over here and help me teach me how to bathe her and everything. She bedridden." So, and the thing about that, the lesson I got out of that was, after my grandma passed, I went and became a certified nurse's assistant myself. Uh-huh. And that was my first real occupation in my whole entire, not my entire life, but a serious occupation that I could rely on in my life.
Wow. So not only did you help your grandmother, your mom through this mom with grandmother, right? Mom.
My grandmother passed. My grandmother was the one that had a heart attack, and I helped my dad. She was my dad's mother.
Okay. So it gave you ammunition, but it gave you a spark to not only help your family, but to help other people. So you became a CNA to help and heal other people. That's huge. That's huge. That's huge. I love it. Why do confidence and faith often get tested together? Confidence and faith.
because they're almost one in the same. Confidence and faith is almost one in the same. And it's like when you have, when it says, walk by faith and not by sight. And then it says, faith without works is dead. So you got to know that that when you about when you ready to step into something, step into with your full whole heart. Step into it where it is the thing that's been keeping you up at night. It's been working your nerves, been nagging at you, and you know God, that's where God is telling you to move into that direction.
Yes. For the audience, that can mean, hey, I'm a step out on faith, or I'm confident enough in myself that I can start this business that God has laid on my heart. I don't know the hows, right? I don't know the whens, I don't know the wheres. I'm just gonna take that first step and move in confidence, but have the faith to know that God is gonna be with me through this whole trend.
Ordeal.
Yeah, this whole thing, you know, from A to Z. So it does go hand in hand, the confidence and the faith, right? I love it. Oh man, I love it. I love that. How can women lean on faith without ignoring their emotions? How can women lean? Should we talk to women lean on faith without ignoring their emotions?
Listen to what it's telling you. Listen. Like I said, listen, Lucy, listen, right? And listen, because that's God speaking to you. That's God. God is always speaking to us. We just have to be quiet and listen. Sometimes we can't, and then we so busy want to be in control. We want to be in control. Gotta be in control. But if you just slow down for a minute and listen to what the tiny voice is telling you about, look, this is what I want you to do, and I need you to do it now. I don't need you to do it later. I need you to do this now. You might be in a, driving down the road, and God say, no, I want you to make a right. Okay, you make a right. I want you to go the other way to church instead of the regular way. Because he got some things, God is our compass. God is the compass that we sometimes we so hard at, we don't want to listen. Well, we try and do all these things on our own, but sometimes we need to learn how to listen and lean on that understanding instead of our own.
Yeah, those emotions, those that intuition, that gut feeling that you get, and you know, after whatever happened, like, oh man, I felt that. I know I should have turned here. I know I should have did this, or I know I shouldn't have went. My gut said don't go, and I went anyway. You know, those are the emotions that you know that we should ignore, right?
Yes, ma'am.
When everything feels uncertain, what quiet truth help a woman stay anchored in both faith and in herself? Everything around her is fallen, and she can't see that path. What is one quiet truth to help a woman, any woman, to stay anchored in both faith and in herself?
Prayer. Prayer. Because I know exactly how that feels. That question right there. Because I felt that after my grandma passed. I felt like that after my dad passed. And I felt like that after my mother passed. Now, they three main people in my life, and I like, Lord, what am I supposed to do now? I don't got nobody to talk to because me and my mom used to talk all the time. On the phone anytime she got ready. And losing those people, me and my father didn't have no relationship growing up. But after his grandmother, after my grandmother passed, me and him started getting close. And then here go God, okay, well, I'm gonna give him his wings too. And I've been in that place. I've been in that space. And I've had to get into fervent prayer. And have a conversation with the Lord, asking, what should I do next?
Flawless fam, I want you to write this down really quick. Write this down. write this affirmation down, and I want you to put it on your refrigerator, on your mirror, in your bathroom, at home. I want y'all to write this down, flawless fam. Everything is working out for my greater good, no matter how it look. Everything is working out for my greater good, no matter how it looks. One last time. Everything is working out from your greater good, no matter how it looks. So write it down, keep it somewhere, and say it every morning. Say it every, and believe it. You can't just say it, you have to believe it. And it has to come from a place and space to where you feel it and it feels familiar to you, right? So coming up, we'll close with a powerful conversation about transforming past pain into purpose and how storytelling can become a pathway to healing and impact. We'll be right back. We'll be right back to remind you that healing is possible. Confidence is yours and that you are flawless. This is Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. And we're back. I'm Tamika Jones, and you're watching Flawless Conversations on Now Media Television. Are you ready? Let's go. Welcome back, Flawless family. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your Now Media TV favorite shows. Available live and on demand whenever, wherever you want. Grab the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs in both English and Espanol. Prefer the podcast? Listen to Flawless Conversations anytime, anywhere on Now Media TV website at www.nowmedia.tv. Covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and more, Now Media TV is available 24/7, so the stories you care about are always within reach. Welcome back to Flawless Conversations. As we close today's episode, we're shifting into a purpose-filled conversation about what we do with our pain. It doesn't have to define us, but it can shape something powerful. For so many women, unresolved pain still feels like it holds the pen to our story. But what if that pain becomes part of your impact, your wisdom, your legacy? This is about turning what tried to break you into what fills others. When you speak from that place, healing doesn't just happen for you. It happens to you. Charisse, how do your own experiences shape your purpose today?
It shapes my purpose as I want to help others. I want to help others come from out the darkness because I was there for so long and I realized that I must, I had to write my story first. So that's after the three deaths. I was sitting at my mother's funeral and I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me. And the voice of the Lord says, now it's time for you to write your book. He said it like two more times. I'm sitting there looking around like, what? Like, yeah, anybody else hear that? Right? So then the third time the voice said it. I said, okay, God, whatever you want, I'll be obedient. I'll do what you ask. So the next, when I left my mom's funeral, from Detroit to come back to Uniontown, I decided to go ahead and start composing my first book, which is entitled Coming to Loving Yourself.
I love it. I love it. Because we're the only ones that hold the pen to our story. We have to write our own story because if we don't write it, guess what? Someone else will.
Yeah. Right? Yes.
You know, it won't be our true authentic story. It won't be from the person who has the pen. It will be someone else who has the crayon, right? Trying to write our story. Uh-huh. Our story, right?
Big letters and spelling words wrong and all that, right? Yes.
Right. Charisse, why is it hard for women to believe pain can lead to purpose?
Because They are looking on the inside and not looking on the outside. They're stuck. It's stuck. It's something they want to hold on to. They like the vice grip, you know, baby had new babies and baby got tight grip, like that. And they're not ready to open their hands and say, Lord, I give it to you. So I think that's what keeps a lot of women not wanting to tell their story.
I know, too, Charisse, real quick, when you're going through that pain or you in it yourself, whatever that may be, we can say a relationship where your spouse was a narcissist, right? Make you think that you're crazy and, you know, the control thing, all the things. When you're going through that pain or you're going through that and you have a spouse that's constantly speaking negative to you and making you think you're less than.
Yes.
You don't see yourself as valuable. You're like, what is my purpose? I don't have a purpose, right? Because your self-esteem is shattered.
Yes.
Right? You doubt everything. Your self-worth, you have none, right? Yes. So you begin to live in this pain, right? And start to believe that this pain, I have no purpose. I'm nobody. I'm a nothing.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
I can see how women do believe that their pain is, they're meant for the pain, right? They're meant to stay in bondage versus healing and there's something greater, right? I have a t-shirt that says we all are created on purpose for a greater purpose. And I truly believe that we all are created on purpose for a greater purpose. We just have to tap into it and find it, like you said. But it's hard sometimes, I think, for women, even, you know, I'm pretty sure you experienced it, I experienced it too in my past, to believe that, man, I'm going through this, like, maybe there's nothing, you know, maybe I'm just meant for this pain. Maybe I'm, maybe I live my life like this. No,
you don't have to. You know, the pain, sometimes the pain can even be detrimental to ourselves, okay, because my pain caused me to be into things that were not godly. My pain, I stayed in the pain of being fatherless, motherless, feeling abandoned as a child, dealing with some other issues, and it led me to drug addiction. It led me to not valuing my body, my mind, or my spirit. And got into all these wrong relationships and things like that. But those three deaths woke me up. And I said, life is too short to be sitting around here saying shoulda, coulda, woulda. Yeah. And I went on ahead and broke free of holding on to all those things that were keeping me in bondage, in my mind, in my body, and in my spirit. You know, you have to free yourself, free your mind, and rest and follow. And sometimes we don't have to take other people's pain. We don't have to deal with other people's pain that they're dishing to us, on us. We don't have to go through that as individuals. And when we love ourselves, we like, look, I'm sorry, I can't deal with that. I don't want to do that anymore. That's not a part of my life. There's a lot of people I had to let go. When I had those three deaths, I changed everybody. I stopped hanging with the people I was hanging with. I stopped doing all that. And I surrendered to God. So yes, ma'am, I know how that can be.
So your pain became your purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. I love it. So I'm going to ask you, each guest that I have on our Flawless Conversations, I ask for a flawless nugget and a flawless fact. The flawless nugget is something that we can take away as the audience and put in our back pocket and use when we need it, when life is lifing, right? Mm-hmm. Or something we can pass on to a coworker, a spouse, just something that we can use. And the flawless fact is something interesting about Charisse that you want us to know about you. So give us a flawless fact, Charisse.
flawless fact for today is love yourself unconditionally. Love yourself unconditionally. You know, when and keep it that way. Sometimes you have to ride this, go this road alone. And that means putting yourself first. Put yourself first.
Yes.
You know.
So that's the flawless nugget. I think that's the nugget. Love yourself unconditionally. Okay, write that down, y'all. You got it? Love yourself unconditionally. The flawless nugget. So yes. The flawless fact, something about Charisse that we should know.
That she is a God-fearing woman.
Love it.
And God comes first.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Totally agree. Love it, love it, love it, love it. Okay, Charisse, this has been incredibly valuable. Good stuff. I love it. I love it. Good stuff. Thank you so much. Where can people follow your work and continue this conversation?
Okay. So follow my work on Substack, 2 Facebook pages, Instagram, Twitter, X, YouTube, and the More Connection podcast.
Okay. Is everything with your name, Charisse M. Johnson Moore, on your social media? Okay.
Everything is the same handle. Charisse J. Moore or Charisse Johnson Moore? Yes, ma'am.
Charisse J. Moore or Charisse Johnson Moore on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Okay. All the things. Look for.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Charisse, thank you for showing up with honesty, faith, and grace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation reminded us that our voices matter, our stories have power, and our pain does not get the final word. To everyone watching, your voice deserves space, your healing deserves patience, and your purpose is still unfolding. This is Flawless Conversations. I'm Tamika Jones. Until next time, keep walking boldly in your truth.